You're listening to the Two Dumb Yinzers.
This is insane, dude.
Beeve.
Oh, dude, you just wait. You just wait till you see last night's episode, Mike. You know, all the time, like on the movies, you always get these glimpses of them in the future. Well, Beavis and Butthead last night, if you get the chance to check this out, they were in jury duty and they were actually that age, like they were adults.
Oh, God.
Classic. One of my favorite episodes of all time, I got to say.
I like
it. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is episode 267. What's going on, Mike?
What up, B? I'm doing all right today. I have no complaints today.
Everybody feeling better? Everybody?
Oh, My little rugrat is been up since 4:30 a.m. full of piss and vinegar, running around, watching his tablet blaring in the background if anyone picks it up.
And everybody's eaten already. Nobody is ready.
I'm not going to eat live on air. I might have a little drink to get me through the day, but you know, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Mike, we got a lot of things going on today, but first and foremost, we have to talk about free agency.
Everything's
going on there with the Steelers around the league.
There's a ton of moves going on.
They're going on at the moment.
Yeah,
you have Omar Khan and the Steelers. They reconstructed Minka's contract to free up about $10 million.
About $10 million. And I think that what I read, that covers just about every move they've done so far.
Really?
To bring it in, you know, our big fat tackle or guard.
I love him. Nasty Nate.
Holcomb, Peterson, and those big three right there. And we just signed another linebacker today. Eldon Roberts.
Okay.
Wade's looking right now. It's, you know, I just real quick research, and you know, he started 44 out of the past 48 games for Miami. Pretty like average linebacker, but if I've read Kaboli's tweet right, it's like more depth, more special teams depth, more just depth on the roster, because you know we lost Spillane, Marcus Allen, and a couple other people's off of special teams. So these guys right here, now we're done signing like I think starters. This guy might come in and be in a backup at a position where you know we tend to lose guys, and where you get your special teams from, unless something big happens, like unless they release Miles Jacks. I think Rogers will be end up being a backup. I don't think we're gonna go into another season with Roberts and Holcomb as our starters. So look for
Roberts being a backup.
No, you're good, bro.
Derpy, where are you at, man? I see you on the board. He's telling me that Miles Jack has been cut. this is information that I need to know. Derpy, you have a you're set,
wow,
man.
They just cut him. Hello, let me pull up the Twitter machine here.
You got the link, Derpy. Where are you at, man? Come on over.
Wow, this is huge.
This is huge. Maybe they're making way for Bobby Wagner. A Bobby Wagner Cole Holcomb combination.
Well, yeah, because he was just
breaking news, guys. Miles Jack has been cut by the Pittsburgh Steelers, released. Derpy. Okay.
Well, what can happen here, though, too, is, like, if we release Miles Jack, maybe they can bring him back on a cheaper roster.
I think we're in Derpy's bathroom right now. Okay, I'm sorry. Go
ahead. Yeah, I'm really upset right now because he was definitely our best linebacker.
What the hell's going on? I have a bunch of names, a bunch of moves, a bunch of things going on, but just now I'm learning from you that Miles Jack has been cut. What's going on?
Yes, Adam Schefter just released that.
Yeah, 3 minutes ago, I think just as we were getting ready to come on air, just as I was reading about Eldon Roberts, as I was saying, I don't think he's going to start unless Jack gets cut. Boom, look what happens.
Our best linebacker.
Don't get me wrong. Cole Holcomb is a tackling machine. Everything I'm reading about this guy, he should be able to be the guy in the middle. However, I thought he was going to be alongside Miles Jack. There's a lot of speculation about Mark Robinson gaining some ground and getting a lot of playing time this year. But what's going on? What do you guys make of this? I like I said, we're learning this just as everybody else is. Miles Jack has been released by the Steelers. What do you think, Mike?
I, like Derby said, I'm in shock. Like, I didn't think it would happen. Just by based on the moves that we made, I figured there would be contract restructuring. Like,
yeah,
maybe extend.
Yeah, they better
him
be
out.
Getting ready to make a splash, or I'm going to be really pissed.
Would you be happy, Derpy, with a Cole Holcomb and a Bobby Wagner combination in the middle?
I mean, we just signed that.
What's that?
Yeah,
Rhodes guys. So I mean, what's the point?
Well, here's the thing about Bobby Wagner. I seen a fake post go up yesterday, and I was going to post it, and I went and I double-checked, I cross-referenced, and it didn't come out as being true.
At this point, I'd rather get Slay.
But this –
But he's already signed with someone.
Yeah, he's already signed. And I was going to post it, and it was a Mexican. It was a Mexican Steelers site, and they said we signed Bobby Wagner.
If it's not from Shefty Sheft or Ian Rappaport, yes, anymore,
that's where
man.
I've been going. I've been going to the Sheft to make sure everything stays sticking. But guys, this is great. This is crazy. I don't know what to think. But you know, I love this, Mike. I love this, Derpy. The fact that Omar and the team is really putting in work in this free agency. This tells me that they're not done. Even if they're looking at the draft to maybe go after the linebacker from Iowa or somebody like that, or who you know. This, I love it, Mike, in Derpy. He is making splashes. This team didn't play that great last year. What's he doing? He's going in. He's making changes. He's making adjustments. I'm digging this. I don't know if I can figure out what's going on with Miles Jack just yet, just like everybody else. But at this point, guys, I'm excited.
Yeah, I see. I understand what you're saying because, you know, like, why keep bringing everyone back on a team that keeps losing? Eventually, you have to get new blood. But, like, you know, we were all Miles Jack. You know, he didn't blow anyone away last year. His coverage was not great, but you know, he was our most consistent linebacker. But if we think the people we can bring in are better, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Do I agree with this move right now on the face of the surface? No, just by the people we brought.
I'm absolutely not agreeing with this.
I don't know, man. This is
that he has something up his sleeve. This tells me because so far I
like I said, they better have being ready for a splash. Romney, we're really, really pissed that we just
because
cut
look what happened when we Cam Sutton signs with Detroit. What we immediately sign Pat Pete. What happened with you know who else? We need offensive line. We know we need offensive line. They went and got big nasty Nate. You lose. Of course, you're going to be losing Devin Bush. He's over in Seattle this morning talking to them. Miles Jack just got released. And you see, we went after Holcomb yesterday. I don't think that they're going to leave this hanging out there. I think that they have stuff up their sleeve. There's something about this that I do like. And here's the thing. It's not that I necessarily love these moves, but I love the proactiveness of this group of people. And that just tells me that if something is going wrong, they're going to act on it. They're going to do their best to make it better, which, you know, Pittsburgh has kind of been under this mediocrity as the new standard. And that's not, you know, with the case with these guys that are in there now, your Omar Khan and all them, they're proving otherwise. They're proving that they're going to make some moves. Like I said, overall, I dig this, but again,
yeah, they better be going, getting Adam Thielen or somebody.
But again, you know, like you guys are saying, I mean, right now we don't understand these moves. I'm very curious to watch this linebacker thing play out. Thielen, I think would be great. I think we do need another weapon at the wide receiver because you still have Gunner and you still have Sims. And I don't think both of these guys are going to make the team. I mean, if we're cutting Miles Jack.
Yeah, because we didn't even – I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. We didn't even tender Steven Sims on his contract. So that might be – that's a sign right there. If you don't get tendered, if you go. We're really not worried about you anymore.
Yeah.
I do think the interesting part is Mika's reconstruction.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Of his contract.
Well, that – what I read, like that freed up, $10 million. That's more or less the money we've already spent on the free agency. Yeah. That was just to get us under the cap for the new league year. So now this one right here, that gets us like, I'm going to pull this up real quick. I'm pulling up Sport Tech here for the Steelers salary. I just want to see what this does by releasing Miles Jack.
Yeah, if they don't get like a Thielen or, you know, or somebody like a big name, then I'm going to be really, 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 really pissed with this move.
I just don't see them leaving it hanging out the dry. Like I said, I think they probably have something up their sleeve. I mean, obviously, there was there was a few things over the past couple of days that happened that we would have liked to see go other ways, especially like the move with Orlando Brown. Of course, the Steelers were
literally one of the Bengals of all the teams, bro.
The Steelers were one of the three teams who were heavily involved in pursuing him and showing interest. You know what? Dilly Daz on the board says Bobby Wagner time. You know what? I would not be against that. I would totally be all for Bobby Wagner. But this Orlando Brown, like I said, he just wanted too much money. We were pursuing him, but he goes to the Bengals. You know what? Now they have a guy to watch Burrow's backside. We need a guy to watch Kenny's backside. I don't know if we're going to get him in this whole, in the free agency, or we're going to go look for the guy in the draft that we want. But, the money was crazy. We wasn't going to pay Orlando Brown. I kind of thought that. But, him going to the Bengals is pretty big. They lost a lot. They lost a lot in free agency. But you know what? You bring somebody like Orlando Brown in, you gain a lot too.
Yeah, that was a good move by the Bengals. They last year they thought they upgraded their line, and turns out they did not. And it's a good move for him. He came in well under market value.
Yeah.
So a good move by the Bengals. It's like, at first I really wasn't leaning towards Bobby Wagner, but he's, we're getting that reputation of being the retirement home now this offseason. But he still has a lot left in the tank. And I want to be, I would like to get him. I would love to get him.
If you have Bobby Wagner.
Or, Dilly's saying, if we're bringing back Miles Jack, at this time of the year, there are a lot of cuts.
We're going to go get Bud Dupree.
There's a lot of cuts and re-signs.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that? That keeps popping up in front of me.
That's what they're doing. Been
released by Tennessee.
I'd rather have Miles Jackson, Bud Dupree.
I would too. I would too. And especially ones in
I would too.
We have one's to fill a starter, these insides. One's a backup. We got our outside set. I mean, we can work on depth. But now we have no inside linebackers. We have a guy that we just brought in yesterday.
Is this a move to re-sign, to free up cap space to re-sign Highsmith and then do other moves?
There's
who's out there, stuff. Fella? I don't even know who's out there anymore.
For middle linebackers?
Yeah, pull up your middle linebackers.
No, hold on. The internet's running kind of slow, man.
As Mike looks this
trying to figure out what's going on.
We have Devin Bush is in Seattle talking to the Seahawks as we speak.
Good riddance. Get him out.
Jack has been released this morning. So, technically the other guy hasn't been officially formally introduced as the Steeler linebacker yet until this afternoon at 2. So we don't have any inside linebackers at this moment. Luckily, there's no games today because we have you have some guys, but our two starting inside linebackers are gone, guys. They're gone.
Hey,
this is what we have. We have Robinson on the inside.
Robinson.
And I after that, I don't know who else we had.
Fellas.
Yeah.
You know how we need a backup quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
No, we got one on roster.
Go ahead, Derpy.
I'm sorry,
mediocre
Derpy.
Trubisky, right? Mid Trubisky.
No, yeah.
Bridgewater.
I think.
Oh, come on. He's washed. He's washed.
He's a vet.
So is Trubisky. Trubisky's a former top two pick in the draft.
And literally, he did not well bad. With the Dolphins.
Oh, I will not stand by the slander of Mitchell Trubisky. If I knew his middle name, I would say it.
Do you know anybody else out there?
Well, you ain't going to be Jacoby Brissett.
But I'm not accepting Ben DiNucci.
Derpy, you got an ally. You got an ally right there with me, bud. Ben DiNucci can F off down the road.
We can't. Jacoby Brissett, he was, somebody that we did talk about earlier. He got picked up by Washington. He's no longer available.
Which is a really good pickup.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? Washington's making some moves, and I like it.
For $8 million. For $8 million, Jacoby Brissett.
I just can't believe.
Which is insane.
I can't ever in a million years think that the team from Washington is going to be it's going to take a while for this team to get back on their feet. I don't care who they have, but they are making a lot of moves, so good for them. But here's one for me, Mike. The other day I brought up about just some people saying about Patrick Peterson, good luck with this guy. I seen in somebody, Minnesota. Yeah. Here's one for you that got my attention. Pac-Man Jones even approves of the Steelers signing Patrick Peterson. What does that tell you? Because Pac-Man Jones likes the Steelers as much as we like Pac-Man Jones.
Exactly.
That might be telling us something too.
Yeah, as crazy as Pac-Man is, Pac-Man knows ball. Pac-Man, he was a damn good corner.
And one thing I know that he knows is he does not like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He hates the Pittsburgh Steelers. But here's a list of some available inside linebackers.
Yeah, give it.
Yeah, we better be going in a corner.
Zach Cunningham, Deion Jones, Bobby Wagner, Devin Bush, Anthony Walker Jr., Denzel Perryman, Kyle Van Noy, Quan Alexander. That's about some of the good ones.
Is Kaiser White still out there?
Because right now he's listed as an outside linebacker.
Oh, okay.
But I think he...
F it, Joe Flacco.
I'm going to find you and push you in the Monongahela or the Cuyahoga.
I'm desperate for a backup quarterback, okay?
If
he gets hurt, we're screwed.
Yeah, if Pickett starts, we're screwed. Let's just be honest here.
Nobody wants to hear that shit.
I'm sorry. I just don't see it. I just don't. Kazir White. He signed with Arizona.
Yeah.
Two years, 10 mil. So I think our linebacker are going to be Eldon Roberts and Holcomb, unless, we pick someone up in the draft.
I go on and on. Like Dilly says here, I go on about Bobby Wagner a lot. You know what? He's an upgrade, Mike, over Miles Jack and Devin Bush. If you may say that he's on the other side, I think he's right around part of his career where Miles Jack was when he came in. Even if we brought him in for a year or two, I think Bobby Wagner is going to make an impact because, he's not over the hill. He's at a good point in his career. A little moving around over the past couple seasons, but if he finds a home that it seems like we're trying to put a team together to make a run, I think Bobby Wagner could be a nice piece to this puzzle.
Yeah, because right now, like, his quote unquote market value is like 9.3 million a year, and that's literally what we just cut Miles Jack
for. Exactly.
If you can get him for that rate, but then we have to figure out, okay, who are we cutting and all that fun stuff? Who's going to restructure? There's a lot of. This is wild. I did not see the cutting of Miles Jack.
No, I didn't either.
I did not either, and I'm really mad.
I thought he was going to be a piece. I'm not so mad yet because I have a feeling that, like I said, Omar and the crew have something up their sleeve. I don't think they're going to leave us hanging like that.
Yeah, we better be getting like a star corner or a receiver. I'm going to be mad.
I don't think we're getting another corner. They like Deontay.
I know that we're going to go after a corner in the draft. I just know because they want that young guy that could kind of grow into the
position. We better be going after Thielen or a freaking, receiver.
Do you think the receiver from the Minnesota Vikings, is there what's he worth? What's the chance of him moving here? What do you got on him, Adam Thielen?
He's still a productive player.
He's very productive, yeah.
Yeah, like, I just don't know, like, what he would cost contract-wise. I'm still trying to figure out the Miles Jack cut, would save us.
Yeah.
DJ Chark's out there.
Doesn't he have like injury concerns? Like he's been banged up for a while. Yeah. That's like he.
Nelson Aguilar.
Come on, Aguilar. We have Deontay. Deontay can't catch. Let's pair him with Aguilar who can't catch.
We need to throw a strike with the receiver if we do bring a receiver in. You know what I mean? We need to make bring in a guy like Adam Thielen or somebody who's proven because we just don't know what we're
going to get. Marvin Jones is out there.
We don't know what we're going to get with Deontay Johnson. Who did you say, Derp?
Marvin Jones is out there.
He's another old guy.
He's a vet and we don't have a vet.
That's
all of ours are young.
So Pickens didn't need a vet last year to put up crazy numbers.
I've been rocking with Paris Campbell or freaking, Noah Brown. Ohio State guy, so.
Ugh.
At least for the receivers.
Thielen, he had 70 catches last year, 716 yards, 6 TDs. More than Deontay.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. And I'm much more comfortable.
Yeah, we got to get Thielen
than a Deontay Johnson. We do
that would be a good that would be a good threesome right there. I just don't know what he's going to cost contract wise.
He cost $13 million last year, losing Cam Sutton.
The two guys that we brought in, Pat Pete and Nasty Nate, that pretty much covered their salary. Flex. with releasing Cam Sutton. So I mean,
we didn't release Cam Sutton.
Cam Sutton left. So I mean,
he left, but that didn't. Yeah,
just like Mike Hilton.
Mike Hilton was replaced by Cam Sutton. That's why we drafted Cam Sutton and developed him.
Yeah, he that's what's sad.
But now, Sutton moves on. Now we draft a corner in the first or second round to take Sutton's place. I don't know what, like, Cam Sutton is an above average quarterback. We did not lose Rod Woodson. We did not lose.
No, nobody's
Mel
saying
Blunt.
That. What I'm no, saying
people
is,
are acting like
we don't have
to
pay him
loss,
anymore.
Like, everywhere I see on social media, it's like, oh my God, yeah, we lost Cam Sutton. Well, what are we going to do?
That's who I want.
He's not, even, he's not even in the same class as Ike Taylor or Keenan Lewis.
No, nobody's talking up Cam Sutton. All I'm saying is, we don't
look
have to pay
online.
Him.
Look online. It's like the biggest loss.
That's fine. What I'm saying is, we don't have to pay him money anymore, so
yeah. And he wasn't making much, but the additions of Peterson, Nasty Nate, and Holcomb were around $10 million, and that's why we had to cut Miles Jack. We had to
exactly
come up.
Yeah, and
I want Brian Breese at 17 if he's there.
And then how about this, guys? I mean, we need a defensive lineman still. We need a big guy in the middle. I mean, we got Larry Ogunjobi back, of course. We know that. Yeah. We have Cam Sutton, who I think is a little bit over the hill and very overrated, in my opinion.
Cam Hayward.
You know, who are you going to bring in? We have to get a big body right in the middle of that defensive line. I know that
I think
Marvin Leal made a lot of wave last year when he did get a chance to play, but we need a big body. We need somebody in the middle of that defensive line that we could play around, and we don't have that at all either.
What I think they're going to do, one of the things I read Bandit about from at least from Kaboli, he was like, the way Ogunjobi plays, he can bounce all three sides on that line. You know, he can play
at the
both
same
ends.
Time.
And
I mean, we
done at the same time.
Bodies,
but
no,
you put him in the middle, and then you put Leal, who, like you said, and everyone saw like the flashes of potential he had there. You move him to the end, Ogunjobi into the middle. And Ogunjobi, he can play. He doesn't have to come off the field like that traditional nose tackle when they go into pass situations. He can slide out to, you know, into like that typical edge spot, and then we have the edge rusher on the opposite side. Like, Ogunjobi provides you positional flexibility, so that if they're thinking Leal is going to be the next legit guy, I don't think they're going to go out and get another starter.
Do you think Leal is the next legit guy, Mike? Do you think that we've seen enough? Do you think that he could do what he did at those spot appearances consistently over the course of 17 games?
He was I think he might be able to, because what we saw from him, I don't want to go too overboard here, but you remember when they started to bring Stephon Tuitt along slow?
Yeah,
his first year and second year, he had those types of flashes where he was being a disruptor in the run game and in the pass game. Do I think he's going to have the same career trajectory as Tuitt did, where Tuitt was looking like he's going to be that guy, like a Cam Hayward in his prime, or like a Aaron Smith in his prime? No, but if he's just a notch below those guys, that would be a damn good guy to have. And I think he's showing that potential. I'm willing to trust him in that role, because we saw like last year, man, he was tracking in that way to like, oh God, next year this guy might be the starter right here. And I would trust him going in. I want to get depth behind him, but I don't think we need to go out and get a starter quality.
I hope you're right. I thought that the line looked pretty pathetic last year when it came to the running game, through the first 8 games of the season for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to rely on Cam Hayward, who I think is just, is getting unnecessary praise. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I think that more than not, you know, if you watch this show before, you know that I believe that if you build your defensive line around Cam, you're in bad shape. Ogunjobi, I think, is a bright spot. Yes, I think that DeMarvin Leal, but you know that two guys right there and Cam. I mean, this is what we're banking on, our defensive line, and I don't know. We need something. We definitely need something there.
Well, like Derpy was saying, if we want to go off the board, not go offensive line, not go corner in the first round, looking like someone like Brian Breesy, dropping down the boards. I think Derby's right. I think that would be a good off the board pick to help strengthen that D line.
Of course, Juju Smith-Schuster, former Steeler, former Kansas City Chief, he is on his way to New England, Mike. Now you see that the New England Patriots are making moves just like everybody else. Here's my thing.
Derby out of nowhere.
We like do it. Play New England at home this year. That is one thing I can't wait to see. I think that the with Juju being in New England, at first Pittsburgh fans were okay with it. Go ahead, go somewhere else, win a Super Bowl, and they were happy that he did. Now he comes back next year as a New England Patriot. I think the reaction changes towards Juju Smith-Schuster.
I do too. This is
the same sense that with James Harrison, you know, people got pissed off and they didn't like him after the fact that he wanted to retire. I was like, okay. I don't know. Does Juju lose his shine with the Pittsburgh Steelers fans because he went to New England?
I don't think so.
Most definitely, yes.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
No, Mike, Derpy, you go first, Derp.
Okay, Derpy says yes.
I love Juju when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really mad that he decided to do that.
Not a big fan of him going to New England.
He never even performed for – even when he tried to perform for us those first 2-3 years.
Yeah.
He would always drop the ball in clutch moments, but, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right. He was never this great
receiver.
And
then he obviously goes on and, you know, he's the best on the Chiefs, you know. And then
I think that he was always
never dropped the pass, ironically. And it just ticks me off that – it just really ticks me off that he did that.
Before you speak, Mike, I do want to say that one thing I loved about Juju was his willingness to be physical. I love that. I love that he loved to put his shoulder down and lay a lick on somebody. And instead of taking the hit, he delivered it. I dug that. Beyond that, I didn't find him to be
moment
this.
With the Bengals.
I didn't see him being this great receiver. I thought that he kind of underperformed. And even when he became the guy, in a sense, when number one left, Juju didn't go above and beyond to where we would have needed him to be. He is what he is. Juju is what he is. It's not a bad thing. It's not a great thing. But you know what? Him going to New England, Mike, what do you think?
Well, first of all, Juju, he's an average or a below average number one.
An overrated piece of garbage with terrible character.
Whoa! Shots fired. But no, he's a very below average number one. He's an above average number two, and he's a great number three. My God, we saw like when he had AB on the opposite side and we had good tight end play, dude was open, you know, but in key situations, him and James Conner choked 3 playoff appearances away for this team. That's what a lot of people don't want to admit. When it came down to crunch time here, he choked. Yes, he was a physical receiver. He had no problems going across the middle. Things, you know, I don't like Juju as a person. I think he's a fake and a phony, but when it came time to play ball, he did not shy away from the dirty areas, and you have to tip your cap to that. You know, hey, good job, bud. You know, you're doing the dirty work that people, a lot of receivers don't want to do, and he would do that. He's still beloved by a large population of the Steeler Nation, and I think when he comes back, even in the uniform, he will get a rousing ovation.
Honestly, at this point, I don't even want him back.
I tell you what,
just
Mike.
Just because he signed with the Patriots.
I didn't want to bring this. I didn't want to talk about this.
I am mad at Miles Jack
being released, and I'm really, really ticked about Juju being signed.
I didn't even want to respond to this because it has nothing to do with anything. However, I do felt that James Conner was a gamer. James Conner was undersized, and he did make some mistakes down the road. But you know what? As a game by game player, he was good. He put up numbers. He was able to run the ball well. Juju, on the other hand, he wasn't that guy when he was given that spot, given that position, given the number one. He just never brought it. I think there's a difference between the two guys, at least when they played here.
When they played it, James Conner did. He fumbled twice that led to key losses that kept the Steelers
out of
the
playoff
games.
And that happens. And like I said, there was mistakes.
Fumble in the bag, baby. He fumbled the bag.
Mike takes one play and makes somebody chokes for their whole life. That's not the case.
No,
listen,
he's a choke artist.
You didn't listen to what I said.
He didn't listen to what I said.
You wasn't even responding to what I said. You just wanted to prove this point. My point was he did make mistakes down the road. Yes, I acknowledge that. But game in, game out, he was a gamer. He brought it. He was tough for a small guy. Juju, he was tough, but he wasn't the guy that brought it game in, game out. You would have never known that Juju Smith-Schuster was a number one at any point when he was here.
James Conner, balling out.
You could
out.
Keep going, Mike. I mean, we can keep talking about James Conner.
You're just saying until
you're just shitty because he's a Pitt guy. You're a Penn State guy. We could do this all day, every day. Is this what you want to do? Is this what you want to do? We could be talking about so many things, but you want to talk about James Conner.
I just want to say, I just want to put it out there that I, in crunch time, in key situations, Juju and Conner fumbled. That's fact.
You're just saying because he's from Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. No, I love Aaron Donald.
Let's report
Adam.
All this Penn State garbage and talking about how
Larry
bad
Fitzgerald.
They are. How they're
let's
not
talk about
pushing anything. And they're just
game.
Not a good, you know, I mean, stop. Come on. I don't even know why you took that shot. But listen, Juju
Smith Schuster.
Because
he's a choke artist.
But nobody cares. No,
Saquon isn't soft,
Conner.
Right?
Who's Saquon isn't
Conner?
Soft. Oh, Saquon.
You pull him out of nowhere to take
you
the
blow
shot.
Out a knee
saying.
Derby. You're
just start
play
pulling
out
Penn State garbage
out
and talking junk on that. It makes no sense. It's not relevant
no,
to the
no,
show.
No, I was just pointing
saying.
Out that you know, Juju was a choke artist, and he wasn't the only one in that era.
Mike, there's a whole bunch of people that's choke artists all the time. It's sports. What's
yeah,
the way? It has nothing to do with Conner.
I was just pointing it out. See, look, we were all fired. You weren't fired. Derpy and I were fired up. You weren't. No, we got you all fired up and angry now, too. We're all fired up and angry.
The Bengals are also hosting Cody Ford, a guard, played for Arizona, pretty good guard. He is in Cincinnati also. After making the Orlando Brown signing yesterday, Cody Ford, they are really beefing up that line. That's something that we're not doing. We did bring over Nasty Nate Herbig from the Jets, but you can see who's really putting the effort into putting their line together. Orlando Brown, Cody Ford.
Cody Ford is.
They want to. Mike, point is they're working on their offensive line, okay? And what they're trying to do is protect their quarterback. This is also something that we need to be looking into doing. Okay, we brought over Nasty Nate Herbig. Let's see what we do. Because here's the thing: let's say we go into the draft and we get a good left tackle.
Yeah.
Do we still have an offensive line that you'd feel comfortable with going into the playoffs with this new rookie tackle, Nasty Nate Herbig? And basically everything that we've already had, unless other moves are made. I'm not really confident with that.
I'm confident
line.
In James Daniels. Mason Cole, I'm gaining a lot of confidence in Mason Cole. Nasty Nate, man, he started on those Eagles lines that were impressive. And then if we get Paris Johnson Jr.,
Broderick
Jones,
about him.
Staronski, yeah, any of those three tackles, I would be confident with those guys starting at left, and then Chooks at right. Yeah, I would be very confident.
So you're confident with the three guys that we have, who Daniels, Chooks, and who else you say?
And Mason Cole.
Cole.
Yeah. And then like Nasty Nate, you know, as a big road grading tackle. Yeah.
So for those five guys, Chooks, Cole, Daniels, Nasty Nate, and let's say we get a rookie left tackle. Yeah. If we were going into the playoffs, you would feel that this offense would be able to run with teams that had offensive lines like the Kansas City Chiefs did last year, with teams that had the offensive line like the Philadelphia Eagles had last year. You would be confident without those five guys?
I would be confident.
Do we could win games? Make a deep run?
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Deep run, that might be different. Win a game.
And
one
thing you got to say too about these Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts is going to be an interesting what he's going to do next season because he was stacked with this team. Now they've lost a lot of people. You know, you lose offensive linemen, you lose a lot of defense. Yes, they were able to bring back Bradberry, the guy that did blow the Super Bowl for you. But
have his fan base.
I would like to see, Mike. I would like to see. I'm curious to see what kind of season Jalen Hurts and the Eagles have this year, Mike, after losing. They lost a handful of players.
A lot of it was on the defense.
Yeah, I hope they
finished
last.
Miles Sanders went to the Panthers.
Yeah, he went to the Panthers. They brought in Perryman.
They brought in Perryman.
So that's like a wash. I don't be surprised if they take Bijan Robinson in the first round.
New Philadelphia?
Yeah. He's the best back in the
draft.
That's
what I've been saying.
I can see them taking him in the first round.
Because
they have
actually,
what?
Don't
they have two first round picks? I think the Eagles
they
have
do.
Two. Yeah. And
like
I can see them taking, see them taking him in the first round.
Who's the guy? Remember the guy from Kansas State?
No.
In the Senior Bowl. Who was the Senior Bowl?
Oh, you were the Senior Bowl correspondent.
Yeah.
I can't
tell me. You tell me.
I can't remember.
No. Can't remember. Plus, Mike's old.
Yeah, I'm old. Hold on.
Let me ask you guys.
I'll take a look for him.
So far, the season officially started yesterday, but we've been doing this for about 4 days now. Give me a quick grade. Give me an early first week grade. You know, the whole grade, A, B, C, D, F. What do you guys give the Steelers so far as a grade in their handling of the free agency to this point? Derpy.
B plus before Miles Jack.
Okay, it's fair. Mike, about yourself?
B minus now.
I was going to say a C plus.
C plus?
C plus, yeah. Because
C plus, I'm going to go C plus after Miles Jack.
Yeah, I think it's a C plus. It's your typical Steelers free agency right now, guys.
No, I think it's a little. I think it's a little nicer than the usual. I think the fact that they brought in Pat Pete, I think it's big, guys. I really do. This is a move that I don't know if the older.
No way for him to get burnt.
Well, here's the thing.
Every corner gets burnt.
I think that we're going to be okay. I listen, because as we said, I mean, Levi Wallace. Let's just say he plays. A little
he's
better
a
than
dog.
He played this year.
He's very underrated.
Let's just say he is. I think that, you know, with Levi, with Pat Pete, with our safeties, of course, and then you add a rookie. I think our secondary is looking pretty good. I was going to say our linebacking core is looking pretty good. Now we have no middle linebacker, so I can't say that at all. You know, the defensive line, obviously, that's something we have to get a body. Mike, you know, explained a good view on that coming from that angle. With Marvin Leal, with Okunjobi moving guys around. But again, we still need depth. We need guys behind them. We need guys. I you know what? I give this a B. I give our free agency a B so far. I like Nasty Nate. I like Pat Pete. I like, you know what? And this guy, Holcomb, I never even heard of him before yesterday. But the more and more I'm learning, he is a tackle machine. He was on pace for 170 tackles last year if he wouldn't have got injured. You know, he's one of them guys. That he's just going to get in there. He's going to hit people. He's going to make tackles. I don't want to say he's not a smart guy, but you know the guy. When you were in high school, he was there. There was a kid that was a nut, and he had one eye was kind of crooked, and he went out there and he hit anything that moved. And I think that that's what this guy is with his mullet. He's going to be big here. People are going to love him, and he's going to hit anything that moves. I think he's going to go over big in Pittsburgh. I like him. I like that move a lot. And, of course, things are still going to happen, guys. Like I said, you got one guy in Seattle talking to the Seahawks and Devin Bush. You have – we release Miles Jack. Something else is going to happen. I refuse to believe that we go through the rest of this week and nothing else happens. I'm keeping my eyes peeled the rest of the week because we're going to be making moves. I'm pretty confident of it, guys.
Me too. There's a lot going on.
Get Bobby Wagner and Adam Thielen. Or I'm going to be.
I would love if we got Bobby Wagner and Adam Thielen. That'd be great.
I need a splash after this stinking move.
Because here's the thing: even if we do get them and they're not what they used to be. They're still pretty damn good. Both of them guys are. And I think that they could both make plays. And with the receiving core that we have, you throw Thielen in there, I think that receiving core gets, head and shoulders better than what it was because he's a reliable hand. And then you add let's say Calvin Austin III could come in and make some splash with his speed. Then all of a sudden Deontay Johnson's drops every now and they're not as vital. And then, of course, George Pickens. I mean, we have to talk about him. No.
They're going to start doubling Pickens.
But that's all right. If you bring in another big dog like that, Adam, I think that goes a long way. Guys, real exciting.
We're talking about, having to get receivers and all. We keep forgetting about Pat Freiermuth, guys.
We don't forget about Pat.
Where was he last year?
He was one of the best tight ends in the league last year.
I don't know about that.
Well, he statistically was. He was the best. Besides Keith Jackson, he has the most catches by a tight end in his first 2 years in the NFL history next to Keith Jackson. I think he passed or he's right behind Keith Jackson. So he's being very productive.
63 catches, 732 yards. He only had two touchdowns, but, we weren't
exactly.
We weren't in the red zone a lot. And he had a rookie. He went from a Hall of Fame quarterback who knew to hey, you know what? I can check down to this guy in the red zone to a rookie quarterback. Absolutely. Were very rarely in the red zone and very rarely looked for him in the red zone. And, it's not just on him.
They never made up a play to get him, when we were in the red zone.
That's not his fault.
See, I seen different. I seen a different, and I know Mike is heavy on Pat, and I know I can tell that Derby is not. I'm in the middle because I do. I see a lot of potential. You understand what I'm saying for the argument. And I seen him do a lot over the past couple of years. I think that Pat Freiermuth is going to be a big part of this team. I think that the receivers are something that we definitely have to work on. Gunner, Mike, we still have Gunner on the roster.
He's here. Like, Gunner's still on the roster.
Between Gunner and Sims, let's get rid of these two guys. Bring in Adam Thielen. There's things that can be done. Let's hope that we do that. We don't come back with Gunner on opening day. Let's hope that we don't come back. Think about Sims, though. He's got this speed, and you could do different things with him. And they did, and he was able to, you know, return. There was things that he did through the season. I thought, okay, well, this is a nice, fast guy.
Yeah.
But bringing Calvin Austin back into the picture, you could squeeze somebody like Sims out, I think.
Yeah, we don't need either of them. We don't need Sims. We don't need Gunner. Let's just move on from those two and then go from there.
Who can't you wait to watch this upcoming season? It could be anybody that we just picked up. It could be somebody that you think we're going to draft. It could be somebody on the team. Who's somebody that you just can't wait to watch this upcoming season for the Steelers, Derpy?
Najee, if we get a freaking line.
Yeah, that's not as good as any. Mike, what about yourself? Who can't you wait? Who can't you wait to watch?
Don't bite my head off. Don't jump to conclusions, what I'm going to say, but Kenny Pickett.
But also Pickens.
Okay, no, you're
Kenny,
that's no, right.
Kenny Pickett, I want to see
absolutely
the growth and development from year one to year two that we saw with like someone like Trevor Lawrence.
Absolutely.
I want to see that growth and development. I want to see, you know, is he really the guy? Or is it just, you know, he was that hometown kid? Is he just the hometown kid or not? You know, going to be 25, 26 years old next year. There's not the ceiling. There's not that much more growth that he can do. So hopefully he has to take a huge jump this year. And we hope that that's the ceiling. Cause my God, we saw Jalen Hurts at 25, almost won a Super Bowl. You know, Pat Mahomes at 27 has won two. Ben at this age has already had two Super Bowls. Like, older quarterbacks scare me because there's not a lot of room for them to grow and develop in the league. I want to see if he truly is going to be this franchise quarterback that a lot of people in the area think he's going to be.
Opinion on Kenny.
He's going to be an above average starter. And if we build the team around him, that might be good enough. That might be
my opinion is this. I also, my guy is Kenny Pickett. And the reason I want to watch him is this. He was able to, in the limited amount of games that he played, because they were trying to figure out who they wanted. Of course, we know this. And he took the concussion against the Ravens. So he only played about, I don't recall, but it wasn't a full season. He still managed to have 2,500 yards. Yes, he had 7 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Those are the numbers that I want to see change. I don't think he's going to have trouble finding guys to complete the passes to. I think that that's going to get better because he's not a bad quarterback. And if you watched him grow as a Pitt quarterback, you could see that the guy has game. Now, the number that I want to see is that touchdown number go up, and the interception number can even stay the same if the touchdown numbers go way up.
But yeah, most of his interceptions were drop passes by probably Deontay Johnson or Claypool.
Okay, and be that as it may. So we're just going to look at the numbers right now, and I'm going to say that if he, you know, he could get up in the 20s as far as touchdowns, I would be thrilled with that. And he could even stay right around 10, 11, 12 interceptions. But the touchdown numbers has to go up. We have to score. We have to score. We have to score. And it starts with Kenny. So here's the thing. You know, like I said, limited games, a little over half the games they played, he still managed to almost get to 3,000 yards, which isn't the same as it used to be in the NFL for quarterbacks. But again, it's a mark that you watch and monitor your guy. The one thing that he has to do is get the ball in the red zone, as Mike said, and figure out ways to get the ball in the end zone. I think the team is doing what they can to help him be in a better position, block him, block for him, save his ass. And I would like to say, like Derpy says, get at least one more set of hands in there. Maybe like an Adam Thielen. I think that opens up things big time. And I think that you're going to see the Steelers not on this barely connected kind of crew where we brought in this offensive line. They all played together for the first time. You know, there was a lot of things going on. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, it's not an excuse. It's just the how it went down. Kenny's numbers got to go up. His touchdowns have to go up. They have to go up. They have to go up. And let's just say he only gets about 19 touchdowns. Then that interception number has to go down. But yeah, those numbers, they do have to move. They have to fluctuate in the right way. I thought that Kenny, you know, he played an okay season. It wasn't a terrible season. It could have been better. It could have been worse. I'm like Mike, I can't wait for the fact that I want to see the progress he made. They're working. They didn't stop working. They basically went from last game of the season to right into work. So you know what? I respect that. I dig that. I think him and all the guys that are down there in Florida with him, I think that, that you know, they all want to win and they're really working hard to do so. So I agree with Mike in a way. I do. I want to see what Kenny could do. Derpy, you're not wrong either. I want to see Najee have a great season as well. If we put this line together to help Kenny, it's obviously going to help Najee as well. And those two guys are going to be a big part of making this team win football games. So I agree with both of you. Mike, we have like 15 minutes left in this show. There's still so much. I wanted to ask you this real quick before we switch over to anything else. Zach Wilson up in New York, he says, I'm going to make this dude's life a living hell and practice every day if we sign a veteran and bring him here to New York. If we bring a veteran in, I'm going to make his life living hell. What is Zach Wilson going to do to Aaron Rodgers besides sleep with his mom that could make Aaron Rodgers' wife a living hell?
I don't know, but I he said that what like last year when they were looking to bring an event, and I hope Aaron Rodgers comes in and goes, my family doesn't already talk to me. I can't keep a girlfriend. I have to go to darkness retreats. My life is already hell. What worse can you do?
Yeah.
You know,
like I said, he's probably going to sleep like, with his mom, but
become the quarterback of the Jets. There you go.
You know, like, yeah. I would laugh my ass off if Zach Wilson just balls out and usurps the starting position where he's forces the team to play him. I would fucking love it.
Man, I can't wait to see the drama. Hey, if there's drama, it always ends up in New York with the Jets. Joe Namath did come out and say he does not mind if Aaron Rodgers would wear the number 12. I think that's a stupid kind of thing. I would not mind either. If Pat Pete wanted to wear 7, I'd be fine with that. But there are a lot of people around here that disagree with me. We must move on. Mike, big game tonight. The Penguins, they are playing the second of three against the Rangers this week. Tonight, this game is in New York at 7:00. And then they play them again on Saturday for the third time this week. Penguins are 34-23-10. They have 78 points, and the Rangers are at 38-19-10 with 86 points. Mike, it seems like the only teams that we could beat are within the division that aren't the Islanders. So is this a good thing running into the Rangers at this point?
I think it is. You know, we can't beat the lowly Montreal Canadiens. You know, we couldn't beat the hapless Habs. Maybe we can beat the this juggernaut. They're not a juggernaut, but you know what I'm saying? Like this team that is fairly superior to the Penguins. If we beat them, that's going to be huge.
Absolutely.
You know, because we're still holding on to that number one wild card spot. We're tied with the Islanders. We still have 3 games in hand on the Islanders. So we have to beat the Rangers. Let's just put that Montreal debacle behind us, boys.
And just
go out, focus on this game. I hate to say it, but start to Smith. Like, my God, Jari can't stop anything right now. The puck the puck's firing at him like it's a BB. He can't see it. He can't track it. Might as well start to Smith, see what happens. Because these games now are becoming must-win games. And God, anyone outside, like Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Gensel, Zucker, want to step up and do something? Anyone else besides Peterson and Letang
Zucker.
Zucker in that group too. I'm sorry. Anyone like outside of like the core three, Zucker, Gensel, Letang, Peterson. Does anyone else want to do something positive for this team?
I agree with you. I mean, you got to go to Smith. He's the hot hand at this point. And you know, you always say your starter, if he's available, you go with your starter.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, the last two games, DeSmith had to come in to spell Jari, and you know what, he performed a lot better than Jari did in both of those games.
He did. You're gonna have to throw him out there and just, you know, hope for the best, man,
and kind of put Jari in that position, dude. If you're not going to perform, you're not going to be that guy. This guy is going to keep coming in and playing your job, and you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. You want to win.
This team is so depressing.
So that guys, is tonight at 7:00. Like I said, again, they play the Rangers on Saturday. It will be the third of three on Saturday. But tonight, 7:00, Penguins at the Rangers. Both of these games at the end of the week are at Madison Square Garden. Over to the XFL, we have a game tonight. My game, week 5 kicks off for the XFL, is the Houston Roughnecks. They travel to Seattle to play the Sea Dragons. Mike, the Roughnecks are the team that I always go on about because they have it together. They are 4-0, and the Seattle Sea Dragons are 2-2. I will be watching this game. I, like I said, I can't get enough of the XFL at this point. I want NFL just, I want it IV'd into my veins for 365 days a year. Football, you know, I need my football. And you know what? This is doing wonders. We got the USFL starting next month. This is, and then by the time that's done, it's going to be time for camp to start.
Yeah.
Whoever figured this out, I love you. There's two games on Saturday, one game on Sunday in the XFL. We'll get to those more tomorrow as we close out the week. Also, Mike, the official, not official, but I guess the unofficial start of the NCAA Mad March Madness tournament starts tonight. You have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're going to get two rounds eliminated over the next four days.
They start about four minutes.
Let me give you some of these games here real quick, guys. West Virginia, Maryland.
Let's go. Let's go Hokies.
Utah State, Missouri, Kansas, Howard, Alabama.
Sorry.
Texas versus Alabama versus Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, Princeton and Arizona, Illinois at Arkansas. Auburn, Iowa, Duke at Oral Roberts. Oh, Oral Roberts, this team. Don't even get me started. You want Oral Roberts?
Yeah, because it's a 5-12 matchup.
You got it. You got Oral Roberts in this one. Colgate versus Texas. 5-12
matchup, everyone.
5-12, baby. That's where your upsets come from, baby.
Boise State versus Northwestern. Houston, Northern Kentucky. Louisiana Lafayette versus Tennessee. Penn State, Texas A&M. Then UCLA versus UNC Asheville. So that's 16 games today. There'll be 16 tomorrow. It's going to be in full swing. There's going to be college basketball on every TV. Walk into any high school right now into the classroom where the teacher is involved with sports. I promise you there is a TV on the wall, some kind of TV, and it's being watched. I have no doubt in my mind. Trying to hold in a sneeze. Release another 9 minutes.
There we go. Hold that. But just let it fly, dude. Just let it fly, baby.
Can we let it fly?
Just let it fly.
Oh, now I can't do it because I have to look at a light. But so there's mad college games again tomorrow. Pitt versus Iowa State is one that we're anticipating. But Mike, Penn State got Texas A&M today. Yes. It's just gonna be mad basketball here for the next few weeks. I'm excited.
I have my Final Four already.
You got your finals already, Derp.
Am I a champion?
Who do you like?
Mine's really interesting, but
don't even say Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts.
Shut up.
Yeah, I actually do.
Saying Oral Roberts like is going to be in the finals, or is it going to be a Final Four?
Final Four. Lose in the Final Four.
Like it, Derp.
We're going to beat Duke tonight, is what you're saying.
Yes.
5-12, baby. 5-12.
All right. Who else?
Arizona,
Oral Roberts.
That would be the first side, and Arizona would advance. And then I have Houston and Gonzaga.
Okay.
And Gonzaga gets it done over Arizona in the finally.
Beats Arizona.
What seed is Gonzaga?
Gonzaga is a 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can see all these teams doing well except for Oral Roberts, to be honest.
Gonzaga advance, and then they beat Arizona.
The Cinderella story.
In the championship.
Gonzaga. I think the real Cinderella story before Oral Roberts.
They play better when they're not watched. Or like expected to be
a great basketball player when nobody's there too. Let me tell you all about it.
Like they play great when they're not watched. They're on national TV. I know what you
underrated.
Mean. I know what you mean. When they're not expected,
it does that
to do
too.
A lot,
as soon as people give Pitt attention, it's like, oh shit, drop the ball.
But that's Final Four in my championship.
Tuck them away in the A-State season. So we'll get more into Mike and mine, but Derpy has Arizona and Oral Roberts, with Arizona winning that series or that game. And then he also has Houston and Gonzaga, with Gonzaga winning that game and ultimately beating Arizona in the finals. If you ever want to change, you just let me know. If you want to let me know out, like after tonight, after Oral Roberts loses to Duke, we'll make our adjustments tomorrow for you. But that's an interesting Final Four. Interesting.
I like, he's going out on the edge, man. He's not messing around.
Mike, I think Penn State's a 10. I think, what do you guys think about Penn State and Texas A&M?
I think Texas A&M is going to pull it out.
But you always do that. You never ever.
Yeah, but I'm picking them right now in my
brain. I'm finding out about you. No matter what the sport is, you always say that your team is going to lose.
I'm pessimistic. Okay.
You are.
I plan for the worst and I hope for the best.
I get it.
But you know, if we make it, we make it. If we don't, you know, I'm content.
Yeah.
I'd be content with my team. Just making it where they made it.
In baseball, the Pirates lose to the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday 7-1, but they are playing the Yankees. The Yankees again today, who they beat over the weekend 3-0. That game's at 6:35. Real quick, guys, before we hop into trivia, a couple things here. This one is not sports related, but I have to bring it up. Just because I went on about Ohio earlier this week about their craziness. They pulled over, I don't know what was a fucking some kind of tiger in a car who was drunk, or I don't know what they're doing in Ohio. But listen to this one, guys. California is trying to catch up with you. California residents call the cops on Venus and Jupiter last week. You guys recall me talking about seeing the planets in the sky, and the people were talking about it being UFOs. People in California literally called the cops. Cops came to a call because somebody saw Jupiter and Venus.
I like it.
I think it's kind of, you know, not what Ohio's doing, but it's,
you know what, we're close. You know, we're a special kind of stupid.
Okay. Last night, DeMar Hamlin was on The Masked Singer. I didn't watch it. I don't know anything about the show, but he said that he was there to support his little bro, and there was a little kid there. So I don't understand the concept because I never watched it. But DeMar Hamlin was there at The Masked Singer last night.
I like it.
And finally, we had a talk yesterday about people traveling to the Bermuda, the Virgin Islands, places like this. And sure enough, as I'm going through my social media last night doing some work for the show, I see a friend who said, my son is going to Bermuda for the first time for whatever it was. I don't know what it was. So rest in peace. I hope not, but you won't see me traveling to that area ever and never. So again, I hope he's okay. All jokes aside, guys, he's ready to do some quick trivia.
I am ready.
You know what? Why don't you go and talk about the website? We'll do that real quick first, and then we'll go into trivia.
TwoDumbYinzers.com. Head on over there. We have links for, just everything you need for the Two Dumb Yinzers. You head on over to TwoDumbYinzers.com. We got links for Facebook, Spotify, Twitter, Instagrams, emails, merchandise store, everything you need at TwoDumbYinzers.com.
Check it out, www.2wusers.com. We are live every day, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The show that we do that day gets uploaded that evening over on Spotify. So if you only have a chance to listen to the show, maybe you're at the gym, maybe you're at work, just put it on podcasts for them from Spotify, and you can listen to the show. Check it out, Spotify, after 8 o'clock. All right, guys. So today, of course, we have the New York Rangers on the schedule. You're thinking, oh, shit, Rangers. New York Rangers trivia? But no, that's not the case. We do play the New York Rangers for the third time on Saturday. Tonight is 2 of 3. So the question of the day is this. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Derp, you ready?
Derp has muted himself. Derpy has ran away.
All right. So, all right. You're
there
here,
he
Derp?
Goes.
There we go.
I said see.
All right. Here we go. Question of the day. All time, who leads the Penguins versus Rangers series? I don't want numbers. Don't shout it out. I don't want the record. The question is, all time, who leads the Penguins versus Rangers series? This is a 50-50 question. It's not tied. I'll give you that. Derpy, I'll start with you. Do you think the Penguins or the Rangers have more wins?
I'm going to go Rangers.
Derpy's going Rangers. And Mike, all time, who leads the Penguins versus Rangers series?
I am also going with the Rangers.
The New York Rangers. All right, so let me go ahead and lock these guys in here. Get you in place. Got two Rangers. Ranger. Okay. All right. Good. All right, so here we go. One more time. All time, who leads the Penguins versus Rangers series? Mike and Derpy both says the Rangers. And that, of course, guys, is incorrect. So
no
sorry.
Reverse psychology.
So sorry. The correct answer is the Pittsburgh Penguins, 135, 122, 23, wow. and 13 wow. is the Penguins' all-time record against the Rangers. Again, 135, 122, 23, and 13. So, you know what? I probably would have guessed the Rangers also just out of the blue if I didn't know it was coming. But very interesting. Let's keep that number going up tonight for the Penguins. Mike, anything before we take off for today?
NFL offseason free agencies. This is NFL football, baby. I'm loving it. This offseason is the real season. Omar Khan, either you're a mad scientist or you're just winging it on Madden, baby.
If this guy gets
loving
us,
it. I'm you know, loving
all
it.
This stuff that you hear about this guy and the things that he could do. Could you imagine if we end up like making some kind of deep run next year and we're all just, we'll be all Omar Khan crazy.
This is wild. I love it.
I do too. Derpy, anything before we go, brother?
We better be getting Adam Thielen or we'll be really pissed.
I like that. You know what?
Derpy's on the Adam Thielen train, and he ain't getting off, boys.
Because I am not a fan of Miles Jack being cut. There you go.
Me neither. Become a Browns fan.
Oh,
I'm calling it.
Heck no.
No. He learned from his ancestry. He learned from his mom.
Don't be a Browns fan.
Look how happy she is as a Browns fan, right, Derpy? Hey, but no, guys, you were awesome today. It was all I can't wait to, like I said, I'm going to be watching this all day, just like everybody else. I do want to say thank you for checking us out. We hope that you continue to do so. For Derpy, Mike, myself, the two dumb yinzers, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See you.
Bye.
No.